Do you have to think about your entire life before every interview?
No, I try not to think of any of my life before an interview. I think about Dewey Cox's life.
That's true, and what a life it was.
Yeah, incredible life.
Yeah, I could have been Dewey Cox without any musical talent whatsoever, I think. I couldn't have worked with Penis Guy, though. How was it
working? Penis Guy?
I don't know.
His name is Tyler.
Okay.
And he was a very good sport. I think you're referring to the scene that's a post-orgy scene in a hotel
yes.
room when I'm on my on the phone with my
yeah.
wife, and one of my roadies walks up, and all we see is his, well, his lower half.
His junk. Yeah.
Yeah, his junk.
What happens when they yell cut? Is he just like, so, how you doing? What's going on? Or he's like...
Yeah, he put a robe on, and he, like I said, he was a great sport. He had no shame in his game. He was not uncomfortable, so it made me feel comfortable. And I think it's a really funny joke in the movie that the guy has become my character. Dewey.
Recurring joke.
Yeah.
Keep watching it. It shows up whenever he least expects it. So, yeah.
He's so depraved that, you know, someone standing totally nude this close to his face doesn't faze him at all, male or female. Like, yeah, no, I don't need any coffee. Thanks, I'm on the phone right now. Can you give me a minute? Like,
now, you're talking about no shame, you had no shame. You posed for the Christmas album.
Sure.
And running around in a thong.
Free Love Christmas, yeah. A diaper thong, yeah, a Swami diaper.
Yeah, you have no problem doing that, I guess, huh?
No, you know, when you sign up for Judd Apatow production, as this one is, you pretty much have to leave your shame at the door
yeah.
and embrace comedy in all its wondrous glory, butt thongs and all.